essence of life is statistical improbability on a colossal scale. It seems improbable that a guy like me, with aluminum skin, bad skin, improbable that it would get to feel up so much bloody humanity. Feel up! Man, I felt the heat of humanity in my lap. And blood. It's surprisingly hot stuff. I've had to restrain you, give birth to you, share your 5150s, your DTs, and your NEDs, your near-death experiences. Bo-bom. 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 But you are nothing. And nothing proves you are more than nothing. Never listen, and you are always more frightened than hurt. Something more from imagination than from reality.
I'm so sick of these crazy people. Artists, suffer, suffer. This one thinks that she won the Pulitzer Prize.
Hear me out.
Her own name. That's right, feeding time. Baby loves to know that's
poetry.
Oh, no, no, wait. Just wait.
I've been to a lot of places, and a lot of people have lain on me. And one thing you all have in common, you're all obsessed with some hypothetical, fictional afterlife.
Where am I? Where am I? Am I dead? Hey! Hey, is there anybody there? Anybody there? Whew. I'm okay. I guess I'm okay now. Is that me? Am I really dead? I didn't even say goodbye to my family. I can't go now. I'm not young anymore, but I'm not that old either. Who will take care of my things? Who will take care of Princess? My cat doesn't sleep without me. But I have so many questions. What now? Should we go to heaven? Should I go to hell? Do those places actually exist? What the hell? I don't even believe in God. I'm an atheist. But maybe it's time to start believing. I don't want to be stuck here forever. Maybe I should haunt someone. I could be one of those ghosts that walks at night making noise on the wooden floors and in rocking chairs. That would be nice. Or I could try to appear in my grandson's pictures. Oh, I don't think that would work with those iPhone cameras. Oh my. In the end, being dead is not that bad. Just kind of lonely. I miss my family. At least I don't have to pay that fucking gambling debt anymore.
He's back.
And your bleeding heart emotions, wasting the time that you do have. You think you go somewhere? Fly away after this life? I'll tell you now, I roll you in warm, and I roll you out cold.
Stay.
for now. And now, now you just stand there, frozen in wait. While all the while, I've just had to sit here and swallow your apathy. But sometimes, I'll tell you, brother, I've felt the heat of humanity.
Yeah.
figured out where your kind's paranoia comes from. Always so skeptical of gods, doctors, strangers, medical equipment, from the umbilical cord to the flat line. I'll never understand all of your worry.
Look at the little darling. It's been a few weeks now since they took me out of the hole. I don't mind telling you, the circumstances haven't gotten much better. I'm more terrified than I've ever been in my life. Isn't he just scrumptious? And listen to that set of pipes he's got. According to the solitary confinement, Daphnis can swim around with all my brothers and children. I heard rumors about Daphnis living us for food. I don't have any conclusive evidence that this is true. Sometimes, when I tire or scream for help, I hear them speaking in the other room about fervor. I don't know what fervor is, but I suspect you're often afraid.
straight from one of the gods. Derek.
Here we go again. Oh.